105 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Welcome to a special hour of radio where we're going to feature female artists and female-fronted bands from southwestern Ontario. Let's just dive right in because we got a lot of music in this next hour. We're going to start off with a track from Dorothea Paz from her album No Loose Ends. And we're going to follow that up with a song called Live Wires from Ian Soaf. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
All right, that last track we just heard was Ayin Sof. And if you liked that, you should check out her more recent work, because she's been doing recordings with Rick White from Eric's Trip and Elevator and Elevator Through. And they actually just released a virtual single, so two songs that are available on Bandcamp, on Rick White's Bandcamp page. So go check that out. It's exciting. Now, up next in this hour-long focus on female artists from Ontario, we're going to listen to some weirder stuff, some fantastic weird stuff. We're going to hear a song from Luge, from their album Actual Rock and Roll, the song Nano Nana. this is a band that is amazing to see live, so tight and so strange. So if we ever get to see live shows again, make sure you seek them out. And then we're going to hear a track from Land of Talk, who have put a recent album out this year too, actually. We're going to hear a song that goes way back to their album Applause, Cheer, Boo, Hiss, their song Summer Special. And everything that she puts out is always stellar. And as a guitar player, the guitar songwriting is always really interesting and captivating. And the chords she uses are so open and so strange that it always makes for really good, engrossing kind of songs. So let's hear Land of Talk after we hear some Luge.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. Now let's get quieter and more sparse and more dark now for a couple of songs. I wanted to play next a song called Lucia from Animai. I hope I'm saying their name right. It looks like anime, but that feels wrong when I say it out loud. from their album Sallows. And let's follow that up with another kind of sparse and kind of very moody song from Bernice, from their Puff album, a song called David. And I know I just said this before, but again, Bernice are a band that you should try and see live if you can. That amazing musicians. You get the sense when you're watching them that they've practiced these songs 100 times and they know them like the back of their hand so well that they can kind of improvise with them and play with them every time. And they always sound a little bit different and they never sound the same as the recording. And so they're very like accomplished musicians, but also very fun to watch. And yeah, exciting and innovative every time, even if you've seen them 3 or 4 times. So let's listen to some Animai and then Bernice.
David, sedated, lying on the floor. David can't lift his eyes anymore. Take out your steel frame, let it fall apart. You fold it up so far. Answering steel frame, let it fall apart.
satisfy everybody.
All right, and that last set of songs we heard, Animai, followed by Bernice. And then that last track you were just listening to was from a band called Tassiomancy, from their album Palm Wine Revisited, which came out in 2015. And the song is called Braid, Wind is Coming. And I'm new to this band, but I'm super excited by that song and this album in general. It's got a lot of really interesting production ideas and like a lot of steel drums and synth arpeggios and acoustic instruments, and the production on the singing is different in every song, so it's pretty exciting. And this band has been around for a while, and they're headed by twin sisters who have also worked with Austra and toured with her project as well. So check out the albums that they have put out so far. Next, we're going to get into some instrumental music. The first song we're going to hear here is an older track from Obuxum, from her Lull EP, which came out a while back. And the track is Cracked Water. The thing I really like about this EP is that it's like really overdriven and kind of raw sample-based instrumental tracks, which are really catchy and exciting. And we're going to follow that up with a more beat-oriented track from Castle If, from her Beyond EP, which just came out. And everything that she's put out as Castle If is really exciting to me. There's a lot of really interesting references to early electronic music, stuff like BBC Electronic Workshop, Mort Garson, Perry and Kingsley, and a lot of her artwork kind of references library music. Like this one, for example, if you look at the album cover, it definitely is referencing like old library records, and even the three songs have little descriptions on the front to help DJs when they're throwing on some music in between other songs. So for this song, Leap Year, it says, a spooky, upbeat space anthem with arpeggios and acoustic drums. So we'll hear that from Castle If after this track from Obuxum. We'll be right back. we're back. What do we have next? Next, we have Cots. This is a single that she just put out just recently, just this summer, called Disturbing Body, which I'm told is about planets. And I think another single will be coming out sometime this year, which is also very exciting. This is a really special meditative kind of track with really muted and sparse additions to her song. And then we're going to follow that up with a single from Sages that she put out as a single on Bandcamp. I think all of the songs that we've heard so far this hour are available on Bandcamp, so go seek them out. This particular track is called Until Now. And again, I'm kind of new to Sage's music. I learned about her because she did a special live performance from CFRU's vinyl library, thanks to the radio show Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, who had her on and had her doing a live set. So you should go check that out on YouTube. It's pretty fun, especially if you enjoy this song. But let's start with Cots' latest single, Disturbing Body.
Thank you.
Our time together is almost up, but we've got two more tracks for you. This next one is a track called Fortune from Anna Weeb, from her album called All I Do Is Move, which again is a really beautiful and varied album. She's got a lot of tricks up her sleeve on this one. There's like some string arrangements. There's kind of grungy guitars. This is the first track and was the single before the album came out. And it's, well, you'll hear it. It's catchy. It's been stuck in my head for days. And then finally we're going to hear a track from Isla Craig, from her album, The Becoming. And this was the, lead single, The Becoming. It came out in 2018. I mean, there's for these last two songs, there's no denying that these women can sing. Amazing vocal chops on both of these tracks. And the vocal harmonies on Isla Craig's song are really intriguing and propel the song along. So I hope you've enjoyed this this hour, which is focused on female artists from Southwestern Ontario. Very specific theme. And enjoy the rest of your radio day.
I never got the ending that I always thought I would. So I circle over and over and over and over. Looking for a fucking alternative. Looking for a new way to live. A light at the end of the tunnel. A breeze to pick me.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.